Hello and welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. I'm Emma.
And I'm Daniel. Today we've got some exciting news from one of our key members, Bay Systems.
I see. So what exactly is this news about?
Cliff, the managing director of Bay Systems Air, has been awarded a CBE in the King's Birthday Honours.
Wow, that is so cool. What does that mean for our industry?
Well, Cliff has had a long and distinguished career with Bay Systems. He started in 1984 with British Aerospace Military Aircraft.
Right, so over 30 years of experience then.
Exactly, and before his current role, he was managing director of submarines within the maritime sector.
Oh, interesting. So he's worked across different domains then.
Yes, he even did a 15-month secondment with Rolls-Royce Nuclear in Derby.
That is quite a big claim, right?
It is, but his work there clearly added to his expertise. The CBE recognises his significant contribution to the defence sector.
So what exactly has he contributed?
He's led critical programmes for the armed forces and UK allies that includes Hawk, Tornado, F-35 and Typhoon.
Wow, those are all major projects.
And he hasn't just worked in the air domain. He spent years working on submarine programmes like Astute and Dreadnought.
So he's worked on both surface and underwater platforms then?
Exactly, and his leadership has involved teams across the UK, Wharton, Brough, Barrow and Derby.
And also internationally, I suppose.
Yes, his work has taken him across the globe, which is quite something for someone who started his career in 1984.
That's really impressive. It shows the kind of talent we have in our Northwest cluster.
Absolutely, Cliff's CBE is not just a personal achievement, but it also highlights the importance of the work Bay Systems does for national security.
And for the Northwest region, obviously.
Definitely, it shows how our region contributes to major defence programmes across the UK.
Well, congratulations to Cliff on this well-deserved honour.
Thank you, that's all for today's news. Join us next time for more updates from the Northwest Aerospace Alliance.